Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
It's the moment we've all been waiting for. The first dumpster fire of 2025, which is going to be a countdown by popular request. Did that make sense? Anyway.
It kind of makes sense, though.
It does.
We started dumpster fire in 2024.
Uh-huh.
So why not do a yearly review of the top dumpster fires?
Okay, because I've got a lot of them in my dating life.
So we pick some of the top.
And you guys are nosy and you love them, so where do we start?
That's where they are.
Okay, I had to think really hard and go through the past year. I went on quite a few dates. A few went somewhere, some went nowhere. There was a few I forgot about, like the random guy I had a sober coffee date with. Totally forgot about that guy.
How's that guy doing?
Who cares? Listen, it was one date and I was underwhelmed.
Hope he's well.
Tall, dark, and handsome. Didn't go well, but he doesn't make the list. He doesn't deserve to be on the countdown. He just didn't go well.
Just there.
I'd still go out with him again, though. Listen.
Oh, that's why he ain't made the countdown.
He's not on the countdown yet.
He still got a chance to make a roster spot.
But we definitely had... Shut up. We definitely had a lot of dumpster fires this year. And some of them I feel like we've forgotten about. I think some of these you're going to go, oh, yeah.
You know I've forgotten about a lot of these. Don't some of them.
Well, and some of them you made because they were in the early part of the year.
True.
So I have made my own compilation. DZ approved it. I made him look it over to say, DZ, do you agree? And he said, oh, this is good. This is good.
Little big brother HR said, cool.
HR, a.k.a. I said, do you think this is good? He said, yeah. So I will count down from 3 to 1. And let me add, there is an honorable mention at the very end.
Yeah.
For you'll understand why when I'm done. So number 3.
I wish we had numbers. Dang it.
We need a number.
Number 3.
Thank you, DZ. Thank you. There you go. There's numbers somewhere in there.
Nope, that ain't it.
Number
that ain't
3 on Dumpster Fire Dating's countdown for 2024. That is number 3. Oh, that's probably the top 8 today.
I don't even care. Let's see what it sounds like.
Number 3.
Okay.
So?
Number 3. My sneaky link blocked me. Dun, dun, dun. Do you remember
this? When did this happen?
This was in the beginning of the year. I came in. I said, DZ, I think I'm blocking my own self from meeting someone because I've got a sneaky link. And there's nothing romantic going on. We're friends, and I'm completely cool with this. And I've known this guy for years, and I will never tell you who it is. It's nobody anybody knows. It was just a guy I was friends with. And we had a great sneaky link relationship. No strings attached. But I was worried that I was hurting my own feelings by not branching out because it was safe, right? I was getting my needs met and not dating.
Yeah. I remember.
And then one day he blocked me out of the blue and I couldn't figure out why. Well, now I know why.
Why?
He's in a relationship.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I will say, at the time you called it. You said he blocked every sneaky link he had. And I said, no way. This guy doesn't have it in him. This guy is no way. Mm. You were right.
I was right.
I peeped his social media. He's got a full pic with the girl. He is a changed man. I didn't think it was possible.
Look at him.
Woo!
Good for
him. He was a dog, dude.
Oh, nope. Which he said meow.
And that's why I wouldn't take him seriously. Because I thought he was a dog.
And he's not.
But he's not. I'm happy for him because we were friends.
Good.
And it was great.
Right.
Good for him.
Right.
He's growing up and becoming a real man. I'm proud of him.
I'd say that's respectful for, moving forward.
The good news was it forced me to get back out there. It forced me to get back out there.
Yeah.
So let me just say first.
So that was number 3.
That was number 3 from the Nicolay Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. All right. Are we ready for number 2 on the Dumpster Fire Dating Countdown of 2024? The worst.
The top 8 at 8.
Oh, dang it.
Well, number two.
Thank you, DZ. You be the number guy. So number 2, this also happened at the beginning of the year. Remember Not Plumber Guy / Old Fling New Thing when we found out that he had a girlfriend the entire time I was seeing him?
Oh, yeah.
And you met him.
I met this
multiple times.
Yeah. Man, we,
We hung out.
We brought this man to a private family function.
We did.
Remember?
Yes.
We partied with this man.
He came to my birthday.
In a situation where we usually only party with family. And we did multiple family functions with this dude.
And he met us at Summerfest for...
Grupo Nietzsche.
Mm-hmm. Jerk.
See, that's what I'm saying about. He came to multiple family functions.
I spent like a whole weekend when I was dating this guy in early 2024. A whole weekend at his house. His girlfriend was in Mexico and I didn't know. So when I'm at a guy's house all weekend, wildin'. I'm thinking, he's single.
He's single.
This guy. And so
just that weekend,
when his girlfriend called me, I told her everything. I said, girl, I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
Said, let me spill the tea, girl.
But I didn't really have strong feelings for him anyway, so that was easy to detach from. But he is by far number
one. Wild.
It's amazing he's not number one. He's such a dog. So old fling, new thing. Suck it. He's number two on the, I didn't mean, you know, dumpster fire dating countdown. Okay.
Kick rocks is better.
Thank you. Kick rocks. So now we still got number one and then the honorable mention. Are you ready to see who number one was on dumpster fire dating for 2024?
Hold on. You know I got to do. Hold on.
You said
we need a little.
Thank you.
Number one.
Woo! The number one. Most awful guy that I, or most awful date experience, racial slur guy.
Yep. Now he don't even get the rest of the drum roll.
You missed that one. I was on a date and this guy asked me what I would do if he used a racial slur and I wanted to vomit. And I said, what do you mean?
What do you mean by that?
What would I do? I'd leave and never come back, you weirdo.
Drewski meme. What do you mean by that?
You want to talk about the biggest turnoff ever? The fact that somebody thought that it was okay to use a racial slur. I'm still disgusted by the experience and that he thought it was okay to say to me, you dumbass.
Yeah.
So that was the most horrifying date of my life.
Yeah, that was gross.
And then he told me he had one black friend who was okay with it.
And
then I had to school him and say, oh, because the one black guy is going to feel safe around all white people saying that's offensive, you dummy.
So Big Dog has a fly in the milk in whatever, you know, rural community that he stays
very
in.
Very rural. And it showed.
Yeah, and it showed. Big
it
show.
Showed. So that was really heartbreaking and disappointing in general that somebody was that comfortable saying something so stupid.
Yeah, I'm sorry because honestly.
I'm sorry to you because.
Well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, but hello.
So, obviously, you held me down, and you had
me,
but any person of color in mind.
Knowing right from wrong, you dummy. Like, come on.
I don't know how anybody else could take top spot in that, because when you came through and you kind of like divulged some of the night's happenings, that wasn't even the only thing.
No. Oh yeah.
That made it a no for me.
That's
dog.
Right. The bill came and he like threw a fit about how much it cost in front of, I was embarrassed.
At
I forgot.
At a place that he brought you to.
Yeah, it was so gross.
I'm sorry, but on the first day, you could complain on the bill on maybe the 10th date. And didn't he want to go Dutch? Is this a different guy?
I don't remember. No.
Or you paid? Was this a different guy?
No.
Again,
No, I paid with Tall, Dark, and Handsome the second time because he's loaded. And I was like, is this rich guy really making me pay right now? But not the point. But no, this guy, racial slur guy, paid.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Then he made a scene and embarrassed me after the bill
with
came.
With the bill.
But then he was shocked I didn't want to go out with him again. He was like, you serious? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And it wasn't even because of the bill. It was the racial
seal. The racial slur thing kind of sealed the deal for me and made it a no.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be around my life. So that was number one. Now, let's go to honorable mention.
Okay.
For dumpster fire dating. This is the countdown of 2024. So at number three, my sneaky link blocks me. Turned out to be a good thing. Number two, old fling, new thing, / not plumber guy. They're the same guy. Had a girlfriend the whole time, dog. Number one, racial slur guy, ick. Biggest ick of all. Now, honorable mention. I'd like to mention this one. This is not really, I don't want to say he's a dumpster fire, because he was very nice to me for a while.
Okay.
He was very, he brought me flowers, he took me out, he said, you know, I'll be good to you, and he was, but until he wasn't. So honorable mention goes to Nature Boy.
Woo!
For being entertaining for the audience and giving us hope. Until he didn't.
Until,
the end. So Nature Boy, good guy, wasn't for me, but he gave us hope until he squashed it all.
Well, and to be
tried to ghost me. Remember that? He didn't try to, but I had to message him and go, yo, if this isn't working, we need to talk about it because I don't understand why we're two emotionally mature to each other that I don't know why you're not texting.
If we're stopping, we don't have to ghost. We can just wrap this up like grown folk.
I'm very direct. I can handle it.
Yeah.
And if I cry, I won't cry in front of you. Okay? So go away. I was fine with it. It ran its course.
Yeah.
So that's... honorable mention to Nature Boy for giving us all hope.
You know what? He even gets one of these.
Winner!
For giving us hope. You win. You win, Dumpster Fire.
Not the one for me, but good guy.
Yeah. Honorable mention, but really the least Dumpster Fire of all.
I'm too saucy for him. He'll meet somebody.
Too saucy. You're too zesty for him.
I'm a little too zesty. I am too zesty for that guy.
Too spicy.
Too spicy for him, but he'll be with somebody great and on his own terms. So there you go. Then honorable mention, because Nature Boy, I felt like, was a big part of the show this year.
He was a big part of the show.
When I was dating
him. I still had hope for him up until the beginning of 2025.
Stop it.
I did. What?
No.
I did.
Once it ended, it was an August romance, and then it was done.
Man,
and that
listen,
was it. We went to the state fair. We, you know, it was so cute.
We'll just check back in next year.
Well, the good news is there will be a new one next week. I promise you.
Oh, you promise?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean you promise?
Lips are sealed.
You still healing from the BBL, Allie? What do you mean?
I didn't say. Just let me live.
Oh, snap.
Just let me live.
I'm letting you live. Do your thing.
Thank you, everyone.
Who are you living with, though?
Shut up. Mind your business.